This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Walmart says it is broadening an investigation into whether its international operations have violated U.S. corruption laws. The whole thing started in Mexico, but what Walmart discovered has led it to include China, India, and Brazil. U.S. companies operating elsewhere are subject to a notoriously hazy law. It's called the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Just this week, the Justice Department tried to clarify critical portions of the FCPA to mixed reviews. Mike Kaler is a law professor at Southern Illinois University, and he blogs constantly about all this kind of stuff at fcpaprofessor.com. Good to talk with you.
Thanks for having me.
So first, a little about Walmart. What is it that Walmart appears to be finding out about its own operations in other countries?
Basically, we have a situation here where Walmart is alleged to have made improper payments in Mexico that perhaps allowed it to open up its stores earlier than if it would have gone through the normal regulatory process in Mexico.
Improper payments. What kinds of things are we talking about here?
Well, in many emerging market countries, companies need government-issued licenses to go forward with the logistics of building new stores. And the allegations are that someone on Walmart's behalf was making payments to facilitate the issuance of these permits.
Bribes, basically. That's what this is all about when it comes right down to it. The U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which spells out how U.S. companies are not supposed to pay bribes in other countries.
You're absolutely right. That's what the FCPA covers. Congress recognized that companies doing business in many overseas markets would be subject to many opaque business conditions, but probably is not going to stop an enforcement action against Walmart.
When U.S. companies fall afoul of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, is your sense usually that there is really some malevolent action going on here, or are they just simply misunderstanding or slipping up with regard to specific rules?
I think it's the latter. More often than not, the case is that someone is making payments on the company's behalf. The U.S. has a very, very broad standard for corporate criminal liability. It's the notion that anyone acting on the company's behalf can expose a corporate entity like Walmart to legal exposure in a case like this.
So it's not hard to make mistakes.
That is true. And in many cases, companies that have been under FCPA scrutiny have otherwise won awards for being some of the world's most ethical companies.
Mike Kaler is a law professor at Southern Illinois University. Thank you.
Thank you.